Have you ever paused to consider the true power of patience? It's a virtue that philosophers like Aristotle, in his Nicomachean Ethics, have long appraised. He considered patience as a part of the cardinal virtue of fortitude. But what does it really mean to be patient? Patience isn't about sitting back and doing nothing. It's about understanding the rhythm of life, the ebb and flow of time. It's about knowing when to act and when to wait. It's about being persistent with your goals, yet flexible with your timeline. It's about recognizing that not everything can be rushed and that good things often take time. In our fast-paced world, where everything is instant, patience can seem out of place. But it's more important than ever. It's the calm in the storm, the pause in the chaos. Just like a seed planted today takes time to grow, the fruits of our patience can only be appreciated in the distant future. From a psychological perspective, patience is not just a virtue, but a skill that can be cultivated. It's a fascinating concept, really. Psychologists often see patience as an emotional regulation strategy, a way to manage our responses to external stimuli. It's about finding that balance, that equilibrium, in our emotional landscape. Several studies have demonstrated that patience can lead to better mental health and higher levels of satisfaction. It also helps to lower stress levels, which is something we can all appreciate in our fast-paced world. Now let's touch on the concept of delayed gratification. This psychological principle is closely related to patience. It's the ability to resist the temptation of an immediate reward in preference for a later, possibly greater reward. It's like planting a seed today and waiting for it to grow into a tree. With patience, we gain control over our reactions and therefore over our lives. Even religious texts like the Bible place high value on the virtue of patience. The Bible, a cornerstone of Western philosophy, is rich with teachings on patience. The book of James, for instance, offers a profound insight. James chapter 1 verse 4 says, "Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." This passage is not merely a call for endurance, it is an affirmation of patience as a transformative force, a catalyst for spiritual growth and maturity. Patience here is seen as a process, a journey towards becoming perfect and complete. It's about allowing patience to run its course, to do its perfect work. In essence, the Bible conveys that patience is not about idle waiting. It's an active engagement with time, a trust in the process of growth. Patience, then, is not just a virtue, but a pathway to growth and understanding. A seed must be patient to become a tree, and so must we to realize the fruits of our actions.